Okay. Perek Shlishi, Yes Sichin Hechsher. Yes Sichin Vivienim Sichin Machdeh. Those that require Hechsher and they don't require Machshava. Kvar Beyarn, we have learned. Perek Gimel Uksin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Kvar Beyarn, we have learned. B'mekoymois Achodim in isolated locations. Achim means Echod. Different types of food. We go to ShopRite. We walk down the aisles and we give an analysis, a discussion, which of the items on the shelf require.
Can we go further?
The machshav is that it should be fit for a human.
There is no machshav here.
You do not need a machshav.
Sha hochshav hey mekablim matuma. The
hochshav. Once the food gets wet, once the food is wet, it is automatically
machshav.
Even if you do not have kavanah to the thing for human consumption, because automatically. Automatically, it is. The mitzvah says this is meant for human beings, and therefore there is no need to have a machshava that it should be fit for human consumption. Because by default, by definition, these are items which are fit for human consumption. What are they? We'll see in a moment. Then is a situation machshava of hechsher. Then there are foods which are not by default fit for human consumption, and the only way they will be susceptible to tumah is if you have a kavana. I want this to be fit for human consumption.
It's a complicated thing here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, because there's some things that don't need any kavanah. There are things that require water.
And then there's loy hechshav loy machshava. V'yeshachum b'shem shechum loy hechshav loy machshava. It's automatic. Okay, let's see. So here we go. Kol echlem am yoham yuchadim l'adam. Any food that's designated for man, b'chol mokah, in any location, no matter where you live, whether you live in this mokah.
Afilu ein ruyim l'chila. Afilu
ein ruyim l'chila. L'goy. Kain ar la v'kil yakadem. V'shar yisurim. All these items, which are not for human beings, tzirin hechshav. Why? She'ein amekalim tum asher yichshu l'kach until they have machshava. So anything which is miyuchav, they do not. What is over here? Tzrich me'achshav, water. Anything that is meant for human consumption still requires water. She'enim l'kol mekam tum ad shirchul machshav, but ve'enim tzrich me'achshava. There's no need to machshava. Even if shafil nashu aleihem min hamechubar, shafil ein machshava, shafil nashu me'aleihem. Min ha-mechubur. What does that mean? V'adayin lo'ichish v'adam aleim l'achila. Kevon shehichshu harayim mekabalim tov. What do you mean? It fell from the mechubur. And no one had kavana that you're going to eat it. Since it's hichshu with water mekabalim tov. No, it's basically anything. I don't know what it means with nashu. We can probably see the next mission. Anything that is by default fit for human consumption. Or the mechubur hichshu mekabalim tov. Yesh shichim hechshu. Do you require hechshu? V'einam shichim hechshava. It needs water. Does not require thought. Machshava, thought, and hechsher, and water. Machshava, there's machshava, lo hechsher. Lo hechsher, lo, there are four cases, not three. Kol eichalim, all foods, hamichadim l'adam, tzrichim hechsher. It needs water, but the einam tzrichim machshava. Does not require thought, because by default, it's meant for human consumption. Is there a picture over here?
Is there a picture over here? straightforward.
Okay, a picture.
Just go right out. There's no more pictures until the end. Get your money back.
There are foods that require water.
Right.
But the einam tzrichim machashava. They do not require thought that is free for human consumption. That is case number one.
That you don't need machshava to make it tamay?
Into a food. You do not need machshava to make it into a food that's fit for human consumption. The only thing which is susceptible to tumah is food that is fit for human consumption. If a food is not fit for human consumption, does not require, then it's not mekabel tumah. Okay? Then machshava, there are foods which are on the fence. And therefore, it's only going to be hukshul lekabel tumah if you have a kavan that you want it to be fit for human consumption, machshava, and also it must get wet, the hersha. Okay, that's case number two. Then we have case number three, machashava. There are foods which require thought. I want this to be fit for human consumption, but v'loy hechsher, you do not need to put in water. Water is not necessary. You have these two cases. And then there are foods that are so susceptible, they're so vulnerable. They're mechushel kabel tumah, loy hechsher, loy machshava. They're easy, they're mamish, victims. The victims, they don't require...
See, why is this going on?
It's alarm.
I said it. You never said it.
What?
I never said it.
Sure did said it.
No. It's 7:30. You never get up 7:30.
You have an alarm. The alarm I gave you. You have a clock. I put a clock for you here. Clock. You have any alarm? You have an alarm clock? There's no alarm clock on your thing over here. I take off. You have an alarm clock on here? Do you have an alarm clock?
I have no idea. I don't understand why. 7:30 goes off. What?
There's an alarm. Where's your alarm? Put an alarm on your thing.
Me.
Okay, next mission. Next one here is okay. Now, can I go? You got the mission on?
Yeah.
Yes, shrichim hechshav in shrichim machshava.
Yeah, let's go to the next one.
Ha chayisach mina person mina behemina chay. A person makes a kikatz. He makes a kikatz off from a human being, a piece of flesh from a human being. Mina behemina animal mina chayah. Mishnah seinu moina echolim shrichim machshav. Now we're going to begin the list of the items of food which require double. Kefir require machshav adam. There must be an earthly thought. Yeah,
and also
animal
water.
Well, the havanas harayish to listen to reisha. Yesh lahal hakdim shakol erchel hamatami tum chamura. We must understand every food which is matami tum chamura. Hainu adam ogadim. Any food which matami tum chamura, which means which has the ability, has the potency
to make a person,
which means that it's an avatama. The only thing which made avatama, einoy is not. Einoy tsar hechsher does not require hechsher. V'chol she'ein b'tamim tum chamuri elu tum soich l'mashk b'vad tsar hechsher. Beautiful v'yisoy. Very nice. Now I'm going to understand what's going over here. And that is, an av hatum by definition does not require water. An av hatum. Anything that is called an av hatum. Remember the quite high kol. If you only learned this today, you learn mamish worlds. World. The difference is when we learn hosev machshim sech uksin. The only type of tumah that requires water to make it tame is a rishon l'tumah. Anything that's an av hatumah does not require water.
Okay.
Got it? Here we give you the achayt, the person, boss of an adam. Person goes and just someone's arm. Someone goes, they cut off a piece of flesh from a living human being. Aver men hachai. So a person is a piece of flesh is not matam tumachamura. Therefore, tzarech hechsher requires hechsher, tumah requires water. Liachas shachish v'lov l'achilas sadam. There's a piece of extra appendage of flesh upon a person's body, and he cuts it off, and his kavod is going to eat it. Give it to a dog. Therefore, You want to feed this to a human being, the flesh of a human being.
I don't know.
The act of cutting off the flesh automatically is a machshava. That's what it says. Nachamol. If a person cuts off, you ever heard before, you put a few in flesh, automatically it's chukshar lekabel, because that the mice of cutting off the flesh is a mice of machshava. Your actions speak louder than your words. Nachamol. May adam chai, a living person, oy mi behema chaya, a living animal. She'ein ve'oysa basar tuma atzma, that's called the tuma kala. That's not tuma chamura. A human being only has the ability to metame is not only when it's a complete limb. A limb, an aver menachai is metame to mechamura. V'loy basar, not flesh. Sheperish menachai, but not basar. O lefichach, sar hechshel. Therefore, you require hechshel to know what's hechshel. La'achar shechishev olav la'achilas adam. Because I guess stamazoi, basar menachai, is not meant for human consumption. But if you do make a kavanah, you do want to eat it. Why would you want to eat someone else's flesh? I don't know why. But if you do have a kavanah that you will eat it, that's the machshava. Where is the hechsher? The hechsher is, that's the machshava, or even give it to a dog. Therefore, you have to have a kavanah. They want to give it to a human being. So where is the kavanah? The act of cutting itself the chaylev shalahim to chayyab become the villages. Fat. Forbidden fat is afshain b'anshe akfarim ochlim chaylev. U lefichach tzarech machshava. Okay, so fat, the fat of a kosher animal in the villages require machshava. Because stamazoi, you don't have kavana to eat these things. He's basically over here giving you a long list of things which the default is that these things are not typically eaten. They're not typically meant for human consumption. Therefore, ha'chelev shalahim ha'toyer b'chvam sh'ein anshe ha'kfadim oichlem chelev u'lefichach. Therefore, that's why it's sarich machshava al b'shvakim, but in the shvakim, in the markets, shemis asef sham amrav, in the markets where there's a lot of people, u'mutsuyim sham ha'biyan noshim oichlem chelev eino, it's sarich machshava, it's a given, it's automatic. The shokol yorker sado will vegetables hagadilim b'sado be'aleim in the marichum l'chamach l'adam. They require machshava. Chutz mi sham rikoim min batzel chorich. It's a very sharp onion. The yesh v'adim min kimehem mushrooms. Upetiru she'elu afal pi shagadilim b'sado be'aleim mikol makom stavam lo'emdim la'chilas adam. Mushrooms are meant for human consumption. There is a whole big field in medicinal mushrooms. Utzrich nechsher. It requires hechsher, and not machshava, because automatically it's meant for human consumption. The Rambam kosav, u'shokol yorkos shadik, go and have some onions, hakoshim hard onions, b'yoyser v'hapetirios, u'mashma b'dvarav shaloi goras b'manav shesedu chutz mishmirakim u'petirios, elgoin shemarkim u'petirios. Nates means a flower. Levonim, kecholav, white flowers. It's so white, it looks like milk. The yesh oimim, esev, a grass, hamoitzi, chelev, a grass that produces milk. So when you cut it, white liquid oozes from the flour. Because all of these things are by default, they are meant for human consumption. And the rule is, anything that is meant by default for human consumption does not require a machshav. But if you have a type of food which is not by default meant for achil tzadam, but there are people, there are yechidim who do eat it, and it's acceptable in society to eat such a thing, then your machshava can transform into a Michael, and now it has machshava, and then when it gets wet, automatically it's going to be hukshul lekabel tumah. Rabbi Yishun, Rabbi Yishun says, chutz mincho ach bi ach boyos min dardar. Dardar is a thorn. Shemaklif moetz aklipa. You peel off the outer aklipa hachitzoy, in a shell gizoy. You pull off the outer shell of its trunk. The oichlim, when you eat it, achelik harach shebifnim, the soft portion inside. Rabbi Yosi oimer chutz min hakelusin. V'yesh garsim ha-be-lusim, oy ha-bul-busin, fu min tzemach mishpachas ha-sheshanim. It's the flower of the family of the roses. Min botzel, v'ein lachar, v'yudu lachar, v'shimin, lachar, v'shimin, lachar, v'yudu shanim, 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 why? Hol sitz in v'yudu shanim, all of these require machshava, because these are not set aside for human consumption, the hechsher, the shirshu achakach, the kabel tumah. Okay, let's have this Mishnah. All different items. Hachoyseich min adam. You cut off a piece of flesh from a human being. Umin abahim from an animal. What kind of animal? What kind of animal are we dealing with here? What kind of animal? Umin abahim.
On the other page.
What kind of animal are we dealing with here? An animal from umin abahim. Adam chay or mebehim chayo, a behim chayo, be a chayo. Shein b'vasa b'vasa tumas asmol tam l'rom. Shadafi even a chay b'tam in eiver v'le b'vasar. Now we'll talk about the b'vasar Adam. Vayitam. We'll be going to chadar for elafi lachal achalav. Then we call it mashal shalom. Avol im chotach the b'vasar lachal Adam. Harei pulos achaticha. What about the behima? Min Adam. The Adam chay. Oh, it's alive, that's why. It's alive, that's the point.
Yeah.
The point over here is that you took off the meat from the animal, and why? Stam basar is meant for human consumption. Basar is meant for human consumption.
Correct.
That's only when you shecht it.
Right.
But let's say you take a bite out of a living animal,
right.
You take a basar out of a living animal, that's not meant for human consumption, that's not their heretz.
Right.
It's not their heretz to eat living animals. So if you want to make a boss that came from a living animal into oichot mechamal tumah, you have to have a kavana. Okay? So mechamal, hachaytich min ha'adah, from a person, a piece of flesh, umin ha'behemah, from a living animal. Stamazai, it's stamazai, umin ha'chaya, a living chaya. Umin ha'oifah, it's living birds. Or min nivlas, even if the bird is dead, but it's not a kosher bird, it's min nivlas. The carcass of a oif tatame, that's not meant for human consumption. Or yachelif, fats, bakifarm in villages. In the villages, they do not eat fats. They are there's a ban. Trans fat is forbidden. Which are called yarkos sada. All different types of wild vegetables are not made for achila sadam. Chutz, there are certain things which are meant. Mi, she, mar, koim. And we not only one shot, that means a very sharp onion. These things are fit for These things are fit for Achilas Adam, and we require Hechshav Lemachshava, okay? So this is a Botzel Chodif, Chutz Mishem Mar Koim, Ufetiros, mushrooms are meant for human beings to eat. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I have another exception. Mikireshe saw that leek is meant for human consumption. Regila. What's regila? Regila is regila, as in hava nagila. Min esev machol. It's a certain type of grass. Okay, it's a certain type of grass. It's meant for human consumption. The neitz cholov is a flower that's white, or it's a flower and you crack it, white liquid comes out. This is meant for human consumption. Rabbi Shimon says, "Chutz mincho achavios." What are achavios? It's a thorn. It's a certain type of thorn, meant for human consumption. Next, Rabbi Yosef says, "Chutz min hakilusin." What are kilusin? Kilusin is a tzemach. Kesheshana bein hakoichim came to di bein habonos. It is a sheshana. Are you going to buy flowers for your wife? The Shabbos.
Sure.
Sheshana. Chutzmin, that's achbaros. Okay, achbaros. Rabbi Yosef, chutzmin hakilus, is the shoshana. Besides that, everything requires the all the vegetables in the field are not meant for human consumption of the sade. Tzrichin machshava v'hechsher. Nochal, one more time. Clark had this Mishnah. Hachoy say a person cuts a piece of meat out of a living human being. The meat of a human being is tamazoy, not meant for human consumption. I mean, a living animal, or min achaya, a living wild animal, or min ha'oifas, a living bird, or min nivlas, the carcass, or oifatameh, of a dead bird, that is not kosher. It's not meant for human consumption. If you want it to be for human consumption, he has a machshava. The achaylev bakifar, in fact, in the villages, it's not meant. Ushor kol yakos asode, all of the vegetables of the field, the wild fields, tamazoy, they're not meant for human consumption. There is one wild vegetable that's fit, that is mishemar koim, onions. Sharp onions in the field are meant for human consumption. Ufitiros and mushrooms are meant for human consumption. So these things do not require machshava, but everything else in the Mishnah requires a machshava that I want to eat this, because stamazoy, it's not meant for human consumption. And we have other exceptions now of vegetables in the field, in the wild field, in the forest, which is by definition is meant for human consumption. What are they going to be? Rabbi says, chutz mikreshe sod, the leak of the sod, that's meant for human consumption. Regila was an asev, a certain type of grass. We don't know what this thing is. A chal giluga. It's meant for human consumption. The neitz echolav, the white flower. It's meant for human consumption. Rabbi Shimon Shem says, chutz min ha'chavios. A chavios is a certain type of thorn. It's meant for human consumption. Rabbi Yosef mer chutz min ha'kelusin. Kelusin is what? It's from the Shoshana family. So these things, everything else, is something which is not meant for human consumption, and therefore, if you want it to be hokshul kabotoma, you have to have a machshava that I will eat it, and it must get wet.
Looks like there's a thing today. Something.
Elio Hanavi is coming to the Beis HaKnesses. Elio Hanavi is coming. Baruch Abba.